I really love South Korean culture. From the music, to the TV shows, to the food. I got into South Korean culture through one of my best friends, Haley Agualo, when we were in 8th grade. Now, we're juniors in high school.
Well, usually I share pretty much everything with you, and when you see me so excited I'm bouncing up and down, you're obviously going to wonder why. So, I probably saw Triangle, which is a song by TVXQ, the night before. And then I showed you, and then you also got the K-pop disease.
K-pop is the main genre of music in South Korea. But it's not just pop music. It ranges from hip-hop to rock, R&B, and electronic. The diversity of the genres brings different people together, including myself. Some K-pop songs have even become popular in the United States. Oppan Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Of course, I'd hope you'd heard of Gangnam Style. I don't know where you've been hiding if you had not.
Gangnam Style by the singer Psy is the most well-known K-pop song in the United States. The song is Psy's response to the rich lifestyle in the Gangnam area of Seoul. It pokes fun not only at the people who live that way, but also at stereotypical K-pop songs, which are usually about using charm, money, and expensive taste to impress the lady.
The Korean wave is known as Hallyu, and it's the spread of Korean pop culture in areas outside of Korea.
Jenny Town is a research associate at the U.S. Korea Institute at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies in Washington, D.C. The Korean wave first spread to East Asia, then to the Middle East, parts of Europe, and to Latin America. But Town says it has seen limited success in the United States.
It's taken a long time to actually catch on in the United States, simply because the U.S. is not so accustomed to non-English language culture. It's never caught on like it has with Gangnam Style.
Other K-pop groups like Girls' Generation and Wonder Girls have come to the U.S. in hope of success, but they have not received the fame Gangnam Style has due to the language barrier.
And Gangnam Style, I think, was able to transcend that because it was more than just about the song itself, but there was like a fun little catchy dance. And I think what Psy is doing now is really interesting, to see him paired with a lot of big American music icons like Madonna and MC Hammer.
The exportation of pop culture has boosted South Korea's economy. According to a BBC News report, the exportation of South Korean culture is a $5 billion a year industry. It's also good publicity for the country. But Town believes it won't be easy to change how many Americans view Korea and what it has to offer.
In America, there's very low understanding of Korea in general. You know, it's the 15th largest economy in the world, and yet most people still think of MASH. So I think this is good to help reach average people in America rather than just policymakers.
Despite the Korean wave's limited success in the United States, I can still see it taking root. Among my friends, the Korean wave has spread through word of mouth and social media. At first, I only had 3 friends who were into South Korean culture. Now, that number has grown to nearly 20. And my friend Haley believes it will keep spreading.
I feel like K-pop is an infection, and I think everybody will have it soon.
Learning about Korea has made me want to explore things outside of my own culture. I want people in my generation to know about K-pop so that they can start understanding cultures beyond what's right in front of them. K-pop can be the gateway to a better understanding of a country that has been misunderstood for so long. For Radio 101, I'm Chanel Jordan Greer. Got your chiman when man and no
노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선어해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선어해